time now for World Sport from the BBC with me, Richard Fleming. Manchester United may be English Premier League champions following their 1-1 draw with Blackburn on Saturday, but there's still lots to play for at the other end of the table. Here's Colin Maitland.
West Ham are currently bottom dwellers with just 33 points. They visit second from bottom Wigan, and West Ham will be relegated if the fourth from bottom side, Birmingham, who host Fulham, avoid defeat. Wigan themselves have 36 points, three behind Blackpool, who had that 4-3 victory over Bolton on Saturday. Blackpool now trail Birmingham only on goal difference, so should Birmingham lose against Fulham, they could well find themselves in the bottom three.
Also on Sunday, a win for Chelsea against Newcastle at Stamford Bridge will secure a second spot above Arsenal, who entertain Aston Villa later. It's not the end of the season that Chelsea boss Carlo Ancelotti would have wanted, but he doesn't want his team to give up, and they started well.
Lampard with a header, and then it's knocked in by Ivanovic with his left foot. A simple finish from inside the six-yard box, and Chelsea, with 2 minutes on the clock, already lead Newcastle United. Branislav Ivanovic, the scorer.
26 minutes gone, Chelsea 1, Newcastle 1, Yunus Gutierrez with the equaliser. In Scotland, meanwhile, Rangers are approaching the end of their game, and they're about to secure the Premier League title.
Here is Laverty on the attack, lobs the ball over the keeper, and there's a goal inside 2 minutes. Naismith's on the tee of the penalty area, left-footed shot, oh, into the back of the net, two goals in 5 minutes. Jelovic into Laverty, and it's 3-0 at Rugby Park, and it will be Jelovic, and it is number four. Here is Laverty for the hat-trick, it's another goal, it's number five.
Needing a win to make sure of the title ahead of Celtic, Rangers were 3 up inside 7 minutes at Kilmarnock. 22 minutes remaining, it is 5-1. Celtic are leading 3-0 at home to Motherwell. Tennis, Novak Djokovic will attempt to extend his winning run this year to 37 matches. He takes on Rafael Nadal in the final of the Rome Masters. World number one Nadal is, for once, relishing the prospect of not being favourite.
I am there to fight, and probably I play with less pressure than before, because I lost the favorite status. I am able to play without that 100% pressure and try my best and fight.
On to cricket. Pakistan will start day four of their opening test against West Indies in Guyana on 80 for 3, needing 219 runs to win. The Dutchman Peter Wiening leads the Tour of Italy for a fourth consecutive day ahead of a 169-kilometre stage to the top of Mount Etna. Well, news of the day's relegation issues in the English Premier League. That's on Sports World with Richard Connolly from 15 hours GMT. But for now, with those stories, that's the very latest World Sport.